This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as we promised you, we have an interview with Somti all the way from Escort. Hello, Somti. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good day. I'm good. Nervous, but excited at the same time that I am on MUT Radio station, which is such a privilege to get a spot on you guys' lot.
Thank you. Thank you so much for making time for us. So to our listeners out there who may not know you, can you tell us a little bit more about Somti? Who is Somti? How did he come about?
Okay. My name is Vuyolwethu Makatini. I live in KwaZulu-Natal, Escort. And my stage name is Somti. The reason I chose that particular name is because it's my childhood name. It has history. So I decided to use that name instead of looking for other aliases that make no sense at all.
Okay.
So yeah. When it comes to, you know, you could have probably done any other sort of genre in music because music is so diverse. What made you want to get into the hip-hop space?
I think it's because when I was growing up, I used to watch artists like Lil Wayne, and I used to like the way that the verses paint vivid imagery in your mind, and the storytelling and all that stuff. So I fell in love with the culture.
Okay. That's very nice to know. So could you tell us what is your biggest inspiration?
Yo, bro, I've got to be my mom. She's always been there for me and my brothers. She's my day one. Like, literally, she was there when I was born. So practically, day one, I'm more than my crazy friends.
That's fair to say. That's definitely fair to say. Now, as a young and up-and-coming artist, what achievements have you made that are the greatest to you? Like, what achievements that you've made stand out to you in your career so far?
For a young artist as myself, I've had so many achievements in my local town, which is such a stepping stone. Like, I've had my first performance at a place called Spank Sports Bar. Yeah. Where we were praised by the presence of Big Zulu and Beast. So I was on the lineup.
Oh, and then my word. So you've shared a stage with Big Zulu. That's wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, but before him, you know, the locals started me, but it was such an honor. And secondly, I would say it's making music that I'm finally proud of. Like, my granny dances to my song, like, every day.
Aibo.
That's when you know.
That's
when you know you made a hit.
Yeah.
No, that is awesome, man. That is awesome, bro.
Yeah.
So, as an artist yourself, I'm sure you also have like some other people that you look up to who are also artists. So, who would you say is your favorite artist right now?
I know he's listening, but okay. It's my cousin who actually makes music. He's a producer. His name is Animo Makes Music.
Oh, okay. So music runs in the family. I see.
It runs in the lineage. Yes.
That is awesome. Now, are there any projects that you're currently working on? Anything that we can expect from you, whether it's a single or an EP or an album or anything?
I'm going to be dropping a single, which is going to be available on all digital platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, you name it. It's titled Cherub, which is going to be available on all digital platforms tonight.
Ooh, okay, that's really nice to hear. But before we let you go, can you please give us some of your contact details, like social media platforms where we can find you, where our listeners can follow you?
At Instagram is at Vuyolwethu Makatini, not Makatini with the H, without the H's, and on Twitter it's Vuyo Makatini without the H's.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.